Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He's got the tip-off to the rip-off. Steve Burness, CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Anxious to hear about Black Friday and Cyber Monday and what we need to watch out for. What are the big complaints? What are the scams right now?
Well, obviously, COVID-19 has really upended the world and the economy. So with so many massive changes to retail, we're concerned about Black Friday and Cyber Monday because traditionally everybody goes to the stores, but now everybody will be switching online. And guess what? The scammers are there as well. There's a lot of, you know, great retailers out there. You know, vast majority are reputable, but some are not. And so far this year, we have logged already over 53,000 online retailer complaints already, and it's climbing. And our scam tracker is spiking as well with about 15,000 scam reports on online, organizations, shopping companies. So Cyber Monday and Black Friday, just be careful, know who you're dealing with. And the first thing, Bob, is obviously make sure that it is a deal, because I've been doing this for a long time, as you know, and so many times people on Black Friday buy this great item that was so good, such a good price, and then only realize that it can get it somewhere else cheaper, or it's a regular place somewhere else. So it's not necessarily the great Black Friday deal that you wanted. You just got to make sure you do your due diligence and know who you're dealing with.
What are some of the top complaints you're getting these days, Steve?
Most of our fraudulent websites, actually, you know, people are going to the website just to find the best price and not doing any research on the organization. So about 80% of our online complaints are, basically are online related for organizations that are fake or fraudulent. So be careful with dealing with those organizations and make sure they're reputable and make sure they have some, you can trust them in some way, before obviously giving your credit card information. And sometimes if you're dealing with main websites like Facebook and the other main sites, doesn't necessarily mean a scammer's not lurking there as well. So sometimes people let their guard down when they're on Facebook and they get a click or a link and sent to them in a PM private message, and they click on it and they just start doing business with this company. They have not done any research on them. And the key to, probably my frustration in my 33-year career at the Better Business Bureau has always been consumers calling us after. Mm-hmm. If they call us first and check on the company or offer itself and then report the scam to the Better Business Bureau, we'd be in better position to help those that need it the most.
If you're buying a gift, always good to get a gift receipt, isn't it?
It is. Get a gift receipt because, refunds and exchanges, this is a privilege, not a right. So what I mean by that, if you don't have a gift receipt for that person and they try to take it back and there's no receipt, they'd get the lowest prices of whatever it was during that season. So not necessarily what you bought it for them at.
And is it always important to keep? Go ahead, Steve.
No, always keep the documentation, too, of the orders. So you make sure you keep everything, together, so in case you return it, you need to return it in a safe mm-hmm. package.
Paying with a credit card offers you some protection too, doesn't it?
It is the safest way of paying is through your credit card, and obviously that's the most best way to pay. If you pay your debit card and something happens, it's your money, and it'll take some time to get your money back, but you won't have access to it. Usually, credit card companies, their money, and they put a hold on it for you. And it's better than paying cash and please never send wire anybody money for any type of gift or promise of a gift, because that's usually the tip off to the rip off is wiring money to somebody who you don't know.
And there's that tip off to the rip off. Best way to contact the Better Business Bureau
is BBB.org. Before you buy or hire BBB, come to the BBB first and check on the company offer before doing business with an organization, especially on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Steve Burness, you have a great holiday, my friend. Be well.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.